Marie Julie Jehenny would have to be one of those mystics who isn't very much known by many. She hasn't been officially recognized as a saint yet in the Catholic Church, but she does pack a handful of bone-chilling prophecies and warnings. Yes, these are private revelations and no one is forced to believe them. But just by seeing how accurate her prophecies have become over the years, you might just think otherwise. On October the 26th, 1877, she saw the return of two imperial territories back to France that was under occupation by Germany. These territories were taken back by France after World War I. She prophesied the two world wars of 1914 and 1939, the latter starting on November the 16th, 1920. In 1879, she announced, among other things, the Algerian War, which occurred from 1954 to 1962. On December the 17th, 1881, the Holy Virgin declared to her, "The time of crimes has opened. Many mothers will be heartless for their own still innocent fruits." This was in reference to the sin of abortion, which is prevalent in today's society. She also predicted epidemics of unknown diseases whose ravages would be terrible. She had also prophesied about the future of the great nation of France. She prophesied a Mohammedan invasion of Europe. We are seeing the widespread of Islam today in Germany, the UK, and even France, with many calling for the implementation of the Sharia law. A handful of her prophecies were aimed directly at the home nation of France. And why would that be? France, a once proud nation rooted deeply in Catholicism, is slowly becoming a circus show. We saw this recently with the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games. As drag queens mocked the Last Supper, God will not be mocked. Marie Julie had also prophesied of France being the first nation to take the full brunt of the chastisement. Our Lady revealed to Marie Julie concerning the 3 days of darkness, and I quote, "The earth will become like a vast cemetery. The bodies of the wicked and the just will cover the ground. 3/4 of the population of the globe will disappear. Half the population of France will be destroyed." Marie Julie Jehenny was born on February the 12th, 1850, in Blonde, France. Her mother immediately consecrated her to the Holy Virgin, and she was baptized the day after her birth, on Ash Wednesday. Marie Julie was 3 or 4 years old when the Jehenny family came to settle in another part of France. From a very young age, she had a great love of prayer and the cross. She imposed formidable mortifications on herself without her parents knowing. On January the 6th, 1873, during High Mass, Marie Julie felt extremely tired. After checkups with her doctor, he came to the conclusion of a stomach cancer and no hope of survival. This is where she received extreme unction. On February the 22nd, her family awaited her last breath. But suddenly, Marie Julie told the family, "Do not cry. I will not die. I saw the Holy Virgin who announced my healing on May the 2nd at 3 o'clock in the evening." She spoke of how she saw the Holy Virgin dressed in white and leaning on a large white cross. The Virgin Mary told her that she will receive suffering and promised to visit her. And so on March the 15th, the Blessed Virgin appeared and had asked her gently if she wanted to accept the wounds of her Jesus and if she was willing to suffer for the rest of her life for the conversion of sinners. Marie Julie Jehenny agreed, and so began her mission of suffering. The stigmatization therefore took place on March the 21st, 1873. In the presence of many witnesses, our Lord appeared to her with his 5 luminous wounds from which, successively, a ray came out which struck the hands, feet, and side of Marie Julie, leaving the marks of the crucifixion. From that day until her death, every Friday, she would live the Passion of our Lord. She received the crown of thorns on the following October the 7th and the wound of the shoulder on November the 25th. Like many great mystics, Marie Julie experienced the inedia, or miraculous total fast, not having consumed anything except the body of Christ. The first time this miracle lasted 94 days, she had announced it in advance, as she did for the second period, which would last 5 years, 1 month, and 22 days. From December the 28th, 1875, after her stigmatization, Marie Julie's life would be nothing but a succession of supernatural events. miraculous communions and inexplicable healings, celestial visions and prophecies about the future of the church and France. In the cell of the stigmatic, countless visitors also received graces and comfort, healing of bodies and conversion of souls, vocations announced or confirmed, immolations accepted. From June 1880, and for 4 long years, Marie Julie was deprived of hearing, speech, sight, and the use of her limbs. However, deaf, she heard and understood the priest's words when he spoke to her in Latin. Although blind, she saw the apparitions of heaven, which were then manifested by the beauty and liveliness of her gaze. And even though struck with paralysis every Friday for an hour, she could make her way off the cross. Marie Julie, whose mission was to snatch souls from the empire of the devil, could not fail to attract upon herself the rage of hell. Like the holy cure of Ars, St. John Vianney, she had to endure numerous and furious attacks from Satan. Two bishops were in favor of Marie Julie, even Cardinal Pacelli, the future Pope Pius XII, who discreetly paid visits to her in July of 1937 during his visit to Paris and Lisieux. However, Marie Julie was persecuted and despised by certain members of the local clergy. Marie Julie Jehanny died peacefully on March 4, 1941, at the age of 91. Pray for us, Marie Julie Jehanny, and especially for the nation of France.